Sam, would you come in, please?
You sound like something's bothering you, Susan. The sketches for the cover of the new doll book?
That's not it. Please sit down.
Sure.
I need your advice on a personal matter, but it's not about me.
You need my advice on a personal matter, and it's not about you, okay?
It's about my grandfather.
What's the problem?
It won't sound like a big deal, but it is. I had dinner with him Saturday, and he's very unhappy about not working.
I thought he was retired and pleased to be living with the family.
He is. But there's so much energy and talent in the man, and he doesn't get to use it.
Well, what can I do? What kind of advice are you looking for?
Simply this. John Marchetta runs this company.
He founded this company.
Right. John Marchetta gave me my start here 6 years ago when I first graduated from college. He gave me the chance to use my talents and made me feel more confident.
Right. Maybe he can do the same thing for your grandfather.
Or at least give him some advice.
Right. Then I've solved your problem.
I can always depend on you, Sam.
I'm glad to help. Shall I call Mr. Marchetta for you?
No, I'll do that. Thanks.
Now, how's the Stewart family?
Fine, thank you, Mr. Marchetta. Except for my grandfather.
What's wrong, Susan? What's wrong with him?
He needs to work. In fact, that is the reason why I'm here to see you. I know you're building a new factory, and I thought maybe... My grandfather is so experienced in the construction trade. He could be so valuable.
Tell him to come and see me at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. I have an idea that may solve the problem for him, help a lot of other people.
Really, Mr. Marchetta, can I tell him that?
Sure can. 10 o'clock in the morning. Here.
Oh,